some of the features of the new game that you're most excited about?
Well, actually, there's a lot. I think one of the most interesting things about this game is it's not just a rehash of the old games. You know, one of the criticisms that the previous titles had was that each game was just an extension of the other with a few features added here and there. This one actually went back to the drawing board, and it's creating Liberty City and the whole idea of Grand Theft Auto from the ground up. So they've taken the idea of being able to explore the city and follow the story, but they've done it using a current generation mentality as opposed to doing what they used to do, which was just, you know, do a little bit more over the previous version. Some examples are if you're under fire, you can actually take cover now a la Rainbow Six and pop out and shoot people and then take cover again.
Okay.
Or just some of the moral choices have changed. Whereas before, you know, if you shot a cop, you were in deep water. Now you actually have the option to surrender if you need to.
Huh.
So you can actually avoid it altogether. You can just say, you know what, I don't want to fight, go ahead. And, of course, the multiplayer is a huge advancement. San Andreas had it in that you could do a two-player, single-screen multiplayer, but this time it's really expanded with tons of players online with a multitude of game modes.
Okay. Which is kind of what one of the things the series was sort of screaming for was online multiplayer, and they've finally done it.
Yeah. It looks really good, too. It's a blast.
Okay. So did you get to play online multiplayer, or...
I personally have not played the online multiplayer, but I've watched several of the editors within my group play it.
Okay.
Online. So I have seen it in motion and in action.
Okay.
And it runs really smoothly. I think that one of the most impressive things, if you compare it to its early incarnation, especially in some of the trailers, it looked really framey.
Yeah.
But now that it's done, even online, there's the occasional frame rate hitch, but it runs at a solid 30 frames per second for the most part.
Okay.
And that's even when there's a ton of guys on screen at once with explosions going off everywhere and cars crashing and everything left and right. It's really impressive.
Okay.
Technically, it's one of the most impressive games so far because of how much is going on.
Okay. Now, this is... So, Vice City was kind of like GTA 3.1, and San Andreas was like 3.2. This is a whole new game.
Yes.
Okay. All right. In fact, it's
restarting all over. It's not using any of the same storylines or characters. It's basically a reboot of the series.
Okay. So you don't get to hear Laszlo on the radio or...
If you do, I haven't heard him yet.
Okay.
There are a lot of things that Rockstar is actually keeping secret that they don't want. It's possible. I wouldn't put it past them, but they haven't announced him or no one's heard him yet.
Okay. In scale, then, how does GTA 4 differ from, say, San Andreas, which was a pretty huge environment?
I would say it's slightly smaller. It's not the same size, but it's the scope, because it's all about the city. It's basically based on New York and New Jersey.
Okay.
So a lot of it's the two cities put together, mostly New York. But they've gotten rid of a lot of the dead space. I love San Andreas, but one of its few detriments is the fact that there was a lot of just, you know, countryside driving with nothing to do in between. That's completely gone now. They really wanted to give you an idea of being in a real city and having something to do no matter where you are.
Okay.
So every neighborhood has its own personality, its own look. The buildings, believe it or not, are very different.
Wow.
As many buildings as there are, it's actually hard to find buildings that look similar.
Okay.
The pedestrians are so unique that it's actually hard to find repeat pedestrians.
Wow. That's a huge jump.
Yeah.
You don't see the same textures over and over.
No, it's very unique to each neighborhood, and while there are definitely repeated citizens, there are so many different types, it's hard to tell. You can't even tell unless you really look.
Okay. So seeing what you've seen, playing what you've played, do you think the developers have taken the series as far as it can go on the current hardware? Is there room to grow? Is there life left in the series after this?
I think so. I think that the definite life is going to be held through the downloadable content that Rockstar has already announced.
Okay.
That you're going to have those episodic add-ons. But the real question is, you know, in terms of the technology, I don't know. It's really hard to tell since we're only about two-fifths the way into this generation.
Yeah.
I think that there's definitely room for them to push it technically, but that's possible that they could do that in future updates. Personally, I don't think that'll happen. I don't think you're going to see another Grand Theft Auto until the next generation.
Okay.
I think this one's just going to be supported heavily through downloadable content and the multiplayer modes for the life of the rest of the system. I wouldn't be surprised to see that at all, especially given how big the game is and how much you can do.
Okay.